This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 7th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. 100-plus groups back CEQA overhaul. Nemeth to lead ACWA. New Monarch restoration roadmap and tariffs hurt Maha, industry reps say. More than 100 organizations have joined a coalition supporting the Building an Affordable California Act. It's a ballot initiative for November aimed at streamlining approvals for housing, water, transportation, and energy infrastructure projects across the state. California Chamber of Commerce announced yesterday that the coalition includes affordable housing advocates, healthcare providers, agriculture organizations, water suppliers, and clean energy groups. The Agricultural Council of California and the Wine Institute are on the list. Backers say the measure would preserve California Environmental Quality Act protections while modernizing the approval process. The campaign said supporters recently submitted nearly 1 million signatures to qualify the measure for the statewide ballot, nearly double the required threshold. Speaking yesterday at the spring conference for the California Association of Water Agencies, Cal Chamber President and CEO Jennifer Barrera said the state's affordability challenges stem partly from delays tied to permitting and litigation. She pointed to a Southern California housing project that has spent more than two decades in CEQA litigation and said, quote, time is money when projects are stalled. Barrera said the initiative would establish firm timelines for environmental reviews and court challenges while preserving local discretion over whether projects move forward. We can build in California, she said. We can do it in a way that is still protecting our environment. The Association of California Water Agencies yesterday named Carla Nemeth its executive director, selecting the longtime state water leader to head the nation's largest coalition of public water agencies. The longtime director of the Department of Water Resources will begin her new role in September. Nemeth will become the first woman to serve as executive director in the association's 116-year history. ACWA President Ernie Avila said Nemeth brings deep expertise and a proven track record navigating California's most complex water challenges. Based in Sacramento, ACWA represents 470 public water agencies responsible for about 90% of the water delivered to California cities, farms, and businesses. Nemeth will oversee a staff of more than 40 employees, including the group's Washington, D.C. office. Nemeth has led DWR since 2018 under former Governor Jerry Brown and later through reappointment by Governor Gavin Newsom. During her tenure, she spearheaded efforts tied to groundwater management, climate resilience, Delta Tunnel planning, and Colorado River negotiations. A coalition of 13 state and federal agencies has released a new roadmap for Western Monarch Butterfly conservation, outlining priority actions to address steep population declines tied to habitat loss, pesticides, climate pressures, and wildfire. The report was developed through a multi-agency collaborative whose members manage roughly half of California's land area. It notes that Western Monarch populations fell below 10,000 butterflies in both 2020 and 2024, near what researchers describe as an extinct threshold. The collaborative identified five top priorities for the next 1 to 3 years, defining monarch breeding and migratory habitat, tracking restoration project outcomes, centralizing pollinator conservation resources, and improving native plant availability and developing a Western monarch demographic model. The report also highlighted several research gaps, including impacts of pesticides on monarchs and other pollinators, conservation opportunities on rangelands, and wildfire risks to overwintering habitat. Researchers warned widespread pesticide contamination of milkweed has already been documented across multiple landscapes in California. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said the report shows, quote, how agriculture can be part of the solution in supporting pollinators critical to food production. Tariff critics' latest arguments against higher duties have been on display this week in a multi-day hearing on an unfair trade investigation into countries manufacturing overcapacity. Multiple food industries are now making the case that it pits the administration's trade policy against its Make America Healthy Again objectives. The administration's dietary guidelines published in January promote the consumption of whole food sources and healthy fats. The nation will never come close to making this MAHA recommendation a reality if seafood products are priced out of the reach of American families, as they soon may be. That the word of National Fisheries Institute Robert DeHaan in a panel discussion on Tuesday. The administration pivoting to alternative tariff authorities after the Supreme Court in February struck down duties imposed using emergency powers. On Tuesday, Joseph Prefasi, the North American Olive Oil Association, made a similar argument. Tariffs that raise prices or reduced availability discourage consumption and undermine national efforts to reduce chronic disease, Prefasi said. In a Federal Register notice yesterday, the administration announced it's kicking off a second review of the tariffs imposed on China during Trump's first term. It is the second such review of the duties, which were imposed using separate Section 301 investigation into unfair trade practices. Well, the Senate Agriculture Committee has set a date for its previously announced fertilizer hearing, titled Perspectives on the Fertilizer Industry, Ensuring a Stable and Affordable Supply for American Producers. The hearing is set for next Tuesday. On its website, the committee says the hearing would feature Andy Green, a principal and senior advisor at Center Market Strategies, Trent Kubik, vice president of the South Dakota Corn Growers, Eddie Melton, president of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Federation, Joshua Wessling, CEO of J. Wessling & Company, and Corey Rosenbush, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. Green was senior advisor for fair and competitive markets at USDA during the Biden administration. Well, here's today's final word. I do not want a full reservoir. I want a reservoir that's inhaling water and exhaling water. That's Lance Eckhart, general manager of the San Giorgino Pass Water Agency, describing how the planned site's reservoir would move water more dramatically than traditional storage operations have in the past. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 7th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.